It doesn't matter where they have come from, whatever armed nations they have, if they got what belongs to me, I am going after them. The victories of the battles you will ever fight in life don't depend on any human being. They depend on what God has put within you. You are a Christian, there is no reason you should suffer any loss in life. God has deposited enough power and ability inside you. You will always win every battle.
Every time we hear God's word, it transforms our life to the next level. God's word will never come to you and leave you the same way that you are. Because the word of God is the power of God that has the ability to produce changes in whatever situation that the change is required. A few weeks ago, we started to look at the factors for changes. There are certain factors that would always produce change wherever they are applied. If there is any situation in your life where you need to produce a change, you want a difference in that situation, what you need are these factors that we are looking at. When we began to talk about this, the first thing we had mentioned is the mind, the power of the mind. And we have seen in our discussion that the mind is not just a feature of man, is also a feature of God. God created man in his image. In other words, man is a copy of God. There is nothing God put in you that is not in God. You have a mind because God has a mind. And last week, we saw what God does with his mind. Like we saw in Genesis chapter 1. And we explained last week, when the earth was without form and void, in other words, the earth was disorganized and useless. That's the meaning of void. It was disorganized and useless. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. Genesis chapter 1 verse 2. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. In other words, it was not only disorganized. It was not only useless. It was hopeless. Darkness. There was no hope. And in that situation, we see that the Bible says, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The Spirit of God is God. The Spirit of God, in other words, God moved upon the face of the waters. When the situation was disorganized, disoriented, and useless and hopeless, when it looked like nothing good could happen, the Spirit of God understands that a change can happen in this situation. My brother and my sister, it doesn't matter what you are going through today, a change is possible in that situation. A positive change is just at the door for that situation. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Now, I explained when I started to talk about this, that when the Spirit of God moved, now, the Spirit of God is not a wind. The Spirit of God is not a gas. The Spirit of God is not an imagination. The Spirit of God is a person. God is a person. If he created you in his image and you are a person, then God who created you in his image is also a person. He is a person. That's why he created you to be a person. I'm not saying that God is a human being. That's not what I said. A human being is a person that is clotted with flesh. Is put inside a flesh. But he's a spirit. God is not in a flesh, but he is a spirit. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And as he moved upon the face of the water, I explained last week, and we did some further explanation on Wednesday, that something was happening. He was not just parabolating, he was meditating. And we have seen how that was translated into man as God was teaching man to understand who he is. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And I explained that when you move from one point to another, time elapses. So in a space of time, God moved. He was moving upon the face of the waters. If you can't imagine how God was moving upon the face of the water, then think about how Jesus was walking on the water, going to the disciples. Have you heard that story before? Think about that. Then you understand how the Spirit of God was moving upon the face of the waters. And as he moved upon the face of the water. Now, last week and the week before and on Wednesday, we took time out to explain the power of your mind. The mind was given to man so that man could create like God created. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. In verse 26, the Bible said, "And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness." God wanted man to be like him, a copy of him, to be exactly like him. He said, "Let us make man in our image and after our likeness." After our likeness means he should function like us. And in verse 27, the Bible says, "So God created man in his image and after his likeness." In verse 28, which I've called for, "And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply." Be fruitful and multiply. And what? Replenish the earth. God was telling man, you replenish the earth. To replenish means you return the earth to the original beauty that the earth had before. Replenish. The earth was plenished when God created it. It became destroyed like we saw in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2. It was shapeless and formless and useless. Now, God didn't go about returning the earth to its original state by himself. What he did, the Bible shows to us in Genesis chapter 2, that he planted a garden in the east. And he put the man there. And then he blessed the man and said, "You replenish the earth." In other words, you return the earth to the original state that the earth was. God won't ask man to do what he could not do. You won't ask your child to do what he could not do. You send a 5-year-old girl to go and cook in the kitchen. You want to burn down the whole house? Or you give your 12-year-old son the key of your car and say, take me to the shop, or take me out. A 12-year-old boy? You won't do that. So when God was telling man, you return the earth to its original state of beauty, it was because God knows that man has the ability like he had when he created the earth in the original times. So man is not an ordinary being. Man is a being in the class of the gods. He said he created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female. Next verse. Verse 28 now. "And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth." You have all that I had when I built the earth in its original state of beauty. So you go and do it. You go fix it. Because you have the ability to do it. Brothers and sisters, there is nothing in your world that is ugly that you cannot fix. If you didn't know, you are discovering who you really are. And listen, my brother and sister, by the time you realize who you are going to wake up and say, my word, here I come. If people thought before that you could not make it in life, listen, you are going back to tell them, the victor is come back. The winner is come back. The success is come back. There is no force on the earth that can stop your success, because you have been designed by God, a victor, a success, a winner. That is who you are, because you are in the image of God. Listen, if anything could stop you, something could have stopped God. If nothing could stop God, nothing can stop you. Make up your mind. You are a winner in life. When your mind can capture that picture of who you really are as a winner, you know nothing is going to be able to stand before you all your life. You know it. Because, number one, you are not an ordinary human being. You were created in the image of God. You were given the likeness of God. The abilities of God is at work in you. I'm a victor every time. I'm a winner every time. The glory of God is in my life. I am born to win every time. That is who I am. In 1995, I heard Reverend Tom tell me when he was preaching that the spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead is inside your body. I said, in my body? He said, yes. He said, if that spirit is in your body, the spirit that raised a dead man from the grave, a man that was decaying, was beginning to decay. If he stayed there for longer than 3 days, he would have begun to decay. But the spirit of God raised this man from the dead. He said, that spirit is in you. And if that spirit is in you, he will give health and vitality to your ordinary body. I said, really? Ah, from that day, since 1995, I began to declare, I could never be sick again in my life. I am never going to be sick again in my life. I see the next person, I said, do you know what? I will never be sick again in my life. I said, brother, the last time that I was sick, that is the only last time I will ever be sick in my life. I go to the next, I said, do you know what? The same health that is in God, that same health is in my body. And I started to say, since 1995, this is more than 25 years gone, I have not had need for a single paracetamol. Why? I receive a new picture in my mind that I'm not ordinary. The same life that is in God, that same life has been given to me. We saw that last week when we read in 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. It says the God kind of life is in Jesus. He said, this is the record that God has given unto us already, the God kind of life. He says that kind of life, the God kind of life, is in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He says, he that had the Son of God had this God kind of life. I explained last week that the animal kind of life is different to the plant kind of life. It's the animal kind of life that makes the animal different to the plant. I said the human kind of life, the suke kind of life, is different to the animal kind of life. And it is this human kind of life that makes the human different to the animal. And I also said that the God kind of life is different to the human kind of life. And it is this God kind of life that makes God different to human. And if God has given us the God kind of life, we are not ordinary. He said, this is the record that God had given to us, the God kind of life. If you have Jesus, because he says this God kind of life is in the Son of God. If you have the Son of God, you have the God kind of life. You are not ordinary. If you still find yourself sick sometimes, it is because you have not realized who you really are. When you realize who you really are, the devil can't make you sick anymore. You pull the coat of sickness. The Bible shows us how Jesus was walking the streets of Jerusalem and he saw this guy who was blind, and the guy was shouting, Jesus, Son of David, help me, help me. Jesus says, call him, bring him here. And the moment he heard that Jesus was calling him, he put his coat that he has been wearing as a blind man, he pulled it and threw it away
And he ran to Jesus. What do you want? He said that I might receive my sight. He said, be it unto you according to your faith. And his eyes opened and he began to see and run about. When you realize who you are, the jacket of sickness, the jacket of poverty, the jacket of setback, the jacket of failure in life, you throw it away and you begin to live the God kind of life. The life that could never be broken down. The life that could never be defeated. The life that could never be made sick. You are not ordinary. God has given to you the God kind of life. Have you received Jesus? You have the God kind of life. And when you receive the God kind of life, the ability of God came alive in you. If you have not been functioning as such, it's because you didn't know who you really are. Apostle John was writing in his letter, 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. He says, I write these things to you that ye might know that you have eternal life. In other words, that you have the God kind of life. He was writing it to the early church that they might know that they have the God kind of life. Why? They didn't know, even though they had it. If you are sitting here today and you didn't know that you have the God kind of life, that is why God is saying to you now that you may know that you have the God kind of life. It does not matter how you feel. It's got nothing to do with feeling. That is why he says in 1 John 5:11, he says, this is the record. God's got the record. It's not your feeling that matters. It's the record that God's got. Now, we began to explain the factors that produces change in any situation, in any man's world. And the first factor we have explained is the mind, the power of your mind. And we have explained last week and in previous weeks how you could actually put your mind to work and it will produce change for you. We saw how Jacob, from being poor, transformed his life to become wealthy by using the power of his mind. We saw how he made the animals he was looking after to produce the kind of breed that he wanted them to produce because he was using the power of their minds. Today, I want to begin to show to you that there is power in the words that you speak. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 2 to 3. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, the Bible says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now, I explained to you that when the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, movement, moving from one point to another, requires time. Time elapses when you are moving from one point to another. So when the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, we are not sure for how long that was. The Bible didn't show to us how long that movement was, but there was a space of time. And I explained to you that what God was doing in that period of time was using the power of his mind. And we saw in Luke last week that Jesus said, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. When your mind is full, from the fullness of your mind, that is what your mouth says. So the mind of God was full. He began to speak. And God said, verse 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Brothers and sisters, the point here, be careful to notice, is this. For as long as God moved upon the face of the waters, the earth was still chaotic. He was moving. The earth was still chaotic. It was still useless, but he was moving. Until God said, there was no light. There was still darkness. But when God said, let there be light, and there was light. Brothers and sisters, there is power in your words. When the word of God began to come out, changes began to happen. The power of your words. Can you see the two powerful things God has put to use? Number one, the power of his mind. If the mind didn't create it, the mouth couldn't make it happen. So God created it in his mind. And then from the abundance of his mind, the mouth began to speak. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. The man of God, Pastor Chris, has taught us that there are three levels of meditations. Number one, you are thinking over this thing in your mind. You are thinking over this thing in your mind. He said that's level one of meditation. He says number two level of meditation, you start to talk about it. When your mind gets full, you are talking about it. And then the third level of meditation, you are not afraid to boldly declare what you have come to believe. I went about in 1995. I could never be sick again in my life. And when I also discovered from what the man of God, Pastor Chris, teaches, that listen, God is your God and your source. You should never be broke one day of your life. I checked the scriptures like he has said, and I discovered that it is true. A person who is born of God, with God as your source, you should never be broke one day of your life. A Christian who knows who he is should never be poor. Ah! When I discovered these things, I went about saying, listen, I will never be broke one day of my life. I will never be broke one day of my life. I discover something in the word of God. My mind, I ruminate over it in my mind. I found it is true. If it is true and it is the word of God, I believe it. And I started to talk about it. I will never be sick in my life again. The first person I told said, you? Because they've known me to be sickly all these years. You? We shall see. That didn't deter me. I went to the next person. I will never be sick one day of my life. You? We shall see. That's what you think. That's not what God's word said. I went with what God's word said. You know what, bro? I am never going to be sick again in my life. They said, we shall see. They have waited for long. I'm telling you about my own siblings. They have waited for 5 years. 10 years, 15 years, they have come to the conclusion, leave that guy alone. He could never be sick in his life. Now, in Genesis chapter 17, let's look in verse 5. God came to this man, Abram. God has promised Abram a future that nobody could describe in words. He said, I will give you this land. That was what he told him when he called him in Genesis chapter 12. He says, come, leave your father's house and everything that you got here. Leave everything that is around you, your kindred, your family. Don't worry, just leave everything and come to a land that I will show you. And when I take you to that land, I will bless you. You will become so blessed that in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. In other words, if any person wants to be blessed on this earth, he should connect himself to Abraham. That was what God was telling the man. He actually left and he came to this land, Canaan. And God said, oh, this land of Canaan, I'm going to give it to you. There were people living in the land. God said, I will give it to you. Me, you want to give the land. I don't have a child. After a while, God said, I know what I need to do to this man. All I need to do is to pronounce my word. Listen, he says, neither. This is Genesis chapter 17, verse 5. Let's take it from verse 14. From verse 4. As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee. The things that I have said with my mouth, that I've agreement, the covenant that I've made with you. If you want to know about the covenant God made with Abraham, go study Genesis chapter 15. God caught a blood covenant with Abraham. Now, he was telling Abraham, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. These things can't be broken, Abraham. I have sealed it. Next verse, verse 5. Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abraham, But thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. A father of Abraham means big daddy. They were just honoring him with daddy, but he was not a father. God says, no more. From now, I have called you Abraham, because the father of many nations have I made thee. How did he make him father of many nations? Surgery? God didn't have to do a surgery. He just used words. He just used words.
Listen to me, brothers and sisters. Let me show you a scripture. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Listen, and listen very well. The success of your life is no longer dependent on God. It's now dependent on you. I know you. Some people may not like that. Relax. If you understand what it means, you will know it's a good thing. The success of your life is no longer dependent on whether God wants you to be successful or not. God has already made you a success. The wise king says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Which means the tongue has power. The tongue in your mouth, brother, the tongue in your mouth, sister, is God power. You are carrying a powerful tool, all this while you didn't know. There is power in that tongue. He says death and life, they are in the power of the tongue. He says they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. What does that mean? He says they that understand the power of the tongue that they are carrying and know how to use it appropriately, they will enjoy the benefit of the power that is in their tongue. That's what he's saying. So, if your mouth has only been rolling McDonald's and gulping some Coke, if that's all your tongue has been doing, it has not been useful to you. It's a powerful tool in your mouth. And what makes the tongue powerful is because of the words that come out from the tongue. So if you have not been using your tongue in this direction all your life, you have been losing so much all this while. You have been losing so much all this while. So from now, you have realizing that you are carrying a powerful tool in your mouth. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. God had told Joshua the glorious life that he has given to him. He told him, go across the Jordan. When you get across the Jordan, everywhere your foot step on is yours. I have given it to you. And after telling him all that, he says, but listen to the key to this success. You are going to be so successful, nothing can stop you. The same way God said that to him, the same way God is saying to you today as you are hearing me, you are going to be so successful, nothing could ever stop you. You are going to be so successful, nothing can stop your success. You are going to be so successful, nothing can stop your progress. Your life will continue to move forward and forward. Nothing could ever stop you again in life. God said to Joshua, he said, this book of the law, in other words, the words from the Bible, they shall never depart from your mouth. Use your mouth. He says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that is written therein. And then thou shalt make thy way, what? Prosperous. And thou shalt have what? Good success. Which means God already giving you the success.
There is nothing that can change that. God has established it. You are a success in life. God has established it. You are a victor in life. God has established it. You are a winner in life. Nothing could ever stop that from happening. Nobody could ever stop your life. He said, you got to put it in your mouth and be declaring. Since 1995, I started to declare, I will never be sick one day of my life. I could never be sick one day of my life. Satan is hearing me say it every time. He could not do anything about it. Don't you know? He would have loved to do something. At least make that pastor sick. Next week, he's not able to preach. Then they announce in church, everybody after service, please let's go to the hospital to go and visit the pastor. He said he could not be sick, but now he's sick. Satan would have done that. But there is power in my tongue that he could never withstand. God put the same kind of power that is in him, in me. There is power in your tongue. Start to use it. I am not an ordinary person. I am born to win every time. I am born a winner every time. A conqueror, more than a conqueror, a victor, just like God, created in the image of God to produce changes in my world. No devil, no demon, no adversary, no adversity can stand my success in life. None of them can stand my victory in life. God has given me to be exactly like him, a winner every time. And that is who I am. Brothers and sisters, your success story is about to begin. Your life is not an ordinary life. God has designed you for victory. God has designed you for success. He has designed you to be a victory in life. He has designed you to be a winner in every situation and circumstance of your life. Your life is not an ordinary one. You are a victor. There is power in your mind. Anything you use your mind on, it will come in that direction. Anything you declare with your mouth is going to happen. There is power in your mouth. There is power in your mind. You are not an ordinary person. Anything you can imagine for your life, yes, God says it will come true. Any dream you can have, God can make it happen by the power that he has put in your mind, by the power that he has put in your tongue. As you use your tongue right, you will begin to change your life.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message. If you have not been born again, I want to lead you into salvation right now, the Bible way. This is your opportunity to receive salvation. Say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart, and God will hear you. Say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died on the cross to save my soul. I believe God raised him from the dead, and he is alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am born again. I am a child of God. From this day, amen." Congratulations, you are now a child of God. To receive more information on how you can grow as a Christian, please send us an email at info@cesydney.org. That is info@cesydney.org. God bless you.